And so we'll, Sue Jens, I believe you need to be up and out. So we'll start with Sue Jens of the, and then we'll go with, to Minnesota Create. Oh, they're all together, sorry. Sue Jens, Rosie Kimball, and an artist, La Divana Insisanme. So, and Dan Mamba. Okay, it's all on your... on your agenda, so whatever I did about, and this is going to be a short meeting, and then what we're going to do is that we're going around, we're going to do a guided tour of the state office building to look at the artwork that got up, and I hope, did the Republican caucus finally decide they could have some? We had some problems with, there's some on all the floors, we've been told. Okay.
I think it's our work.
Okay. What?
I think it's artwork.
Hey, we were so cautious about not having anything that anybody could possibly object to. No. So we were very, very, nothing like Picasso's Guernica or anything like
There's
that.
There's the one piece on the second floor near the corner that's got some plywood teeth, and it's a little bit scary, but...
Oh, all right. Well, it's probably good for you to be scared once a day. Okay, we have a quorum, so I'll call the meeting to order, and I'll turn to Ms. Jens. Are you coordinating this? Okay.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, I'm Sue Jens. I'm the Executive Director of the Minnesota State Arts Board, and we were really pleased to be invited to be here today to tell you a little bit about the Minnesota Creates exhibition that some of you have been seeing in the hallways and in the offices around the Capitol and the State Office Building. I have two of the artists who are featured with me today, and I'm going to, they each will talk to you a bit about themselves and their work in just a minute. Unfortunately, the person who was coordinating the exhibition, a woman named Camille Gage, who had the idea originally to do this, is very ill today and couldn't join us. So I'll pinch hit for her and tell you a little bit about the exhibition. We will be quick, and if you have questions at the end, we'll be happy to respond to any of those questions. The Arts Board is funding this, what we're calling a pilot program, Minnesota Creates. We fund, the Arts Board and the Regional Arts Council funds hundreds of artists every year who do really extraordinary work. Much of that work you don't get to see, and people who pass through this building may not get to see, even though the work is supported by public funds. So we thought that this might be a nice way to say thank you and to showcase some of that work in the people's houses, in the State Office Building and in the State Capitol. There are exhibitions like this in other states around the country, so we decided to try it here and see what happens, and obviously we'll be interested in hearing from you and your staff members and your constituents at the end of the session what they think about it. The work is up on display through the session. It is on loan. It belongs to all of the artists. They will take it back home with them after it's finished. Again, it's meant to be a temporary work. The Arts Board made a grant to Camille Gage. She assembled a team, including Rosemary Kimball and Rachel Breen, who were the curators and the installers and the marketers and the promoters and the coordinators of the exhibition. And I'm really very sorry that Camille is ill and couldn't be here today. But their goal was to reach out and create an inclusive, diverse look at contemporary artists and work that's being done in the state today. They included artists who represent the geographic distribution of the state. You have a handout in your packet that shows you, I think it's 26 or 27 artists, 17 different communities represented. They also were looking for a balance of ethnic, gender, and age diversity, and a variety of mediums. So you'll see painting, you'll see charcoal, you'll see photography, you'll see weaving, fabric works, textiles, and other kinds of work. So the goal was, even in a pilot year, to try to show you the real range of what's happening. The other thing that the group, the curators, were looking for is work that would represent Minnesota in some way. to showcase and celebrate who we are, our landscape, our people, our communities, and our experiences. So if there is a theme to the exhibition, you'll see that that's the theme. Again, all of the artists featured have been funded either by the Arts Board or by a Regional Arts Council. The work that you see may not specifically have been funded by that grant. In many cases it was, but not in all. So we just wanted to let you know that. Rosemary and Rachel Breen worked with the Sergeant at Arms offices in the Senate and the House to identify which locations would be available, and also worked with other legislative staff members to identify where the work could be installed, and that assistance was tremendously helpful. No permanent work or objects were moved or displaced because of this, and we believe that the work is in spaces that would otherwise have been empty, or that it's not work that, again, that it's not displacing any work, and it's not work that is guided by the Minnesota Historical Society's rules for what can and cannot be shown in the building. There are labels, high-quality museum-style labels with the artist's name and a little bit of information about the work. I also have for you, whoops, I lost it. I'm going to try to get this back while I talk. Visitors can experience Minnesota Creates in two ways. One is that there will be a self-guided tour guide that's being printed and will be available at the information desk, and people can pick that up and walk through. The other is this website that has been created that talks a little bit about the project in the About Us section, talking about this inaugural pilot project. We also have all of the artists listed, and in just a second I'm going to hand off to them, and I'll pull up their pages as they speak. We think that there are a variety of benefits to a program like this. Obviously, it's a chance to showcase contemporary Minnesota artists, people who are living and working and creating great work all around us. We hope that it will be a way, again, to say thank you to Minnesotans whose support helps make some of this work possible. That will demonstrate the creativity of people who live and work in our state, and also showcase the things that we think are special about the state through some of the images that are represented. So I will stop, and I'm going to really enjoy hearing from, and I hope you will as well, hearing from two of the artists who are featured. I'm going to hand off first to Lada Nsisinmai. And she will talk a little bit about her work, and actually her mother also has work in the show. So I will hand off to Lada.
Ladawan in Si Siang Mai. Good afternoon, Madam Chair and the member of the committee. Thank you so much for having me here today. I will try to use up all the 2 minutes that I have. I began learning the art of Lao weaving from my mother, Bunsu Dao Hyang Chantapon, when I was 8 years old in Ubon refugee camp. And Lao weaving, it's as a refugee child, Lao weaving is my world, it's my cocoon, my life, because it helps me to connect to my Lao heritage, and to bond with my mom with love and compassions and inspirations. I have been very fortunate in that she always showered me with her love of Lao weaving. So basically, I grew up in a beautiful house. I would call my little museum, actually, because she weave every day. That's why it's my mission in life to share my work with children at school. So I would seek to go to schools and share my work with children. And for example, the Kenny Elementary School, Roseville High School, Zanewood in Brooklyn Park, and and Roosevelt and Sanford. So I seek to go to schools and show my work. And also at the same time, I've also been working as interpreters on the side, and then I also show my work at clinics. I feel like art should be reachable to everybody and accessible. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Any questions from any committee members? Unfortunately, I just noticed the way both of our artists who are here today have their stuff is in the state, their works are in the state capitol. And I think we're only going to do the tour of what's up in the state office building, but you're all responsible for then going off to the capitol, to those rooms in the capitol, and see them. So apologize for not putting your materials in the state office building, but I think I'll lose too many people if we headed over to the Capitol, so we'll send them as their homework assignment to go check out the Capitol things. Okay. Dan
Monlock, I'm from St. Cloud. Madam Chair and members of the committee, thank you, first of all, for letting us have this exhibit and for letting us come down here to speak today. It's quite the honor, so very proud to be here. So I'm a third-generation landscape painter from St. Cloud, and I sell my work at galleries and festival shows. I do commissions and mural work, and I'm a teaching artist. So I graduated from St. Cloud State in 2007 with a BFA in painting and drawing, and painted houses for a little bit, and about 2 years ago I went full-time with my artwork, largely in part to a couple grants I got from the Central Minnesota Arts Board and from the State Arts Board. So don't give them all the credit, but it certainly didn't hurt. And so I also owe a debt of gratitude to my local watercolor club in St. Cloud. They basically raised me as an artist, so I feel it's kind of an honor and obligation to keep painting in that medium today. So the image that's up on the screen is it's about a 3-foot by 4-foot watercolor painting, which it's really rare to see a painting in that medium of that size. And the reason why it's possible is because I take my watercolor paper and I mount it to an aluminum panel and then varnish it. So it's basically like a frameless, glassless display of that medium, which is kind of cool. In my work, I try to highlight the uniqueness of a place or its natural beauty, but also try to highlight maybe how we experience it or what it means to larger culture. One of my other pieces that's in the Capitol is a panoramic view of Itasca State Park, and it's based off of a composite of 5 photographs and merged together in Photoshop. It's that composite file has an irregular shape, and I cut my panel to that shape and then curved it on the edges about 6 inches. So it's it creates, what I hope it does is it creates a more holistic view of that space, as well as represent how we often experience things today, which is through photographs.
Okay.
Madam Chair, that was what we wanted to share with you, but obviously we are happy to answer any questions that committee members might have.
Okay. Are there any questions or any questions about how...
Okay.
Representative Torkelson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm just curious about the installation at the Capitol. Where in the Capitol is it? And
here.
It's up. I didn't read. I'm sorry. I'm being visual today.
Yeah. Okay.
Representative Murphy.
And that's the one. This is, if you notice, this is one of the ones that's exhibited in the Capitol. The Encompass, room 122.
Madam Chair, tell us how you apply for a grant.
Madam Chair, Representative Murphy, most of the funding that the Arts Board awards each year goes through our regular competitive grant programs. We receive about 1,500 grant applications. We make 600 to 700 grants. And so the individual artist grants that either Mr. Mondlock or Miss NCCMI would have received would have gone through those processes. In the case of this particular grant, there are times when an idea or a project comes to the Arts Board and it's outside of the regular grant guidelines, the kinds of things that we normally do. And if it seems like an opportunity that we really feel we'd like to pursue it, we will make what we call a partnership grant. And so we made a partnership grant to Camille Gage as an individual to be the coordinator and the person really who got this project going. In the case of this particular project grant, the money is coming out of our program budget rather than our competitive grants budget. So it doesn't take away from any of the other artists or grantees. We see this as a way to showcase the work of Minnesota artists, and so we see it as a promotional or a marketing opportunity and a way to perhaps connect them with a wider audience. So in this particular case, that grant was handled in a slightly different way.
And Madam Chair, Ms. Jens, will you take this Minnesota Create thing, these grant winners, will you take this on the road, or is this statewide through the regional councils, or do people from all over the state have to come to the state office building and the Capitol to see these things that we're going to see? And what about this photographic thing that he's talking about that I think is, I don't know if that's so great, but I bet when I'm going to see it, it's going to be dazzling. How do I see that?
Madam Chair?
Ms. Jens?
I'll start with the first part about how do you see it, and you might want to have a conversation with Mr. Mondlock about the work itself. I'm not an expert about that. Right now, our plan is that the work will be here at the state capitol and in the state office building during the legislative session. We haven't talked about something beyond that, about taking the work around. The reason it's here, it really is a way, we hope, to say thank you to all of the people who work in this building, all the people who pass through this building who are supporting the work that they see through the public dollars that we receive. And so it's a very visible, very public place to see the work. The Arts Board has a tiny little gallery in our office. We don't get the kind of traffic that you get here, so we felt that this would be a good place to show the work. There are other big public locations. You think of places like the Mall of America or those sorts of things, but the security of the work is always an issue. And so right at the moment, we don't have a plan to tour the work, which was why the website was created, hoping that maybe some folks could see it that way. If there is a future Minnesota Creates, maybe we would build that in, that work could start here and could move around the state after the fact. But right now, this is where we will be for the next few months.
Madam Chair.
Representative Murphy.
Just an observation I made today, this morning, about 10:30 when the first day on the Hill started. I did see a person looking at the art and seeing the little thing. Good. And then going on to the one around the corner and saying, I like that. that one kind of thing. But there were two different people that were on two different days on the Hill, and they were evidently had a pause in their appointment schedule, and so they were standing and looking at the stuff. Mm-hmm. I thought, that's a good thing to see. So thank you for your participation. How do I see that photographic thing? Is that on the website?
Madam Chair, is not on the website. I think
it's
this is the
Capitol.
What's that?
Is this the one that's in the Capitol? Oh.
I actually haven't seen where they're installed, so I'm not sure. We dropped off a couple weeks ago on it.
Is this Encompassed? Is it called Encompassed?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Okay, it's in room 122 of the Capitol.
Excellent.
So,
So if you couldn't see it in person, you could see it on my website. And then also, for any grant application, whether it's through a regional arts council or state arts board, there's a community component. So all of these works, if they were created as part of that grant, would have already been on a public display too. So I would say, and I know Camille has been pretty adamant too about showcasing a different artist on the Facebook page, which I think has over 400 likes already. So there's exposure that way too.
I don't know about that, but
okay. Now the brochure.
Okay.
The brochure that, are we going to have some brochure that tells where all the, what's the brochure going to look like? Is that?
Madam Chair, as I understand it, the brochure will be a nicer looking piece than the list of the works that you have.
But it will have, okay.
It will have the information about where the artist and where the work is being shown, and then someone can pick it up either at the information desk. Or some of the offices that have work displayed are going to also have the pieces sitting out. People can pick it up and they can walk around and see the work that way. It will have the website address, the Facebook address, and that piece has not yet been printed, but it will be printed.
And as soon as it is, we can encourage legislators to have them in their office and to give them to people who come through their office while they're here to look at other things. And then the ones who have specific things in their district can kind of point that out to them too. We'll await getting those.
Good. Madam Chair, we were very pleased. All legislators, as I understand it, got a letter saying that if they didn't want to participate, if they didn't want work close to their workspace, they could let us know, and no one did that. So there's work in not all of the available spaces, but as many as we had works to fill. So that's wonderful. And I'm not supposed to like one thing over another, but this work is extraordinary. There is, when I got to see it the first time, some of it, I looked at it and was really so impressed and so proud of the Minnesota artist whose work is featured. So I hope you will all get a chance to see some of those pieces.
Okay, and I will, my gentle jibe to my Republican colleagues here is that when we were asked about hanging it, well, maybe it just shows deeper interest, commitment to it, all the Senate leadership and all the House DFL leadership said, sure, go ahead, just hang it up. If someone objects, we'll take it down. The Republican leadership wanted to see it in advance, which we certainly allowed them to do, and I gathered there were no objections. So it must just show a deeper interest and commitment to the subject or whatever. I think they probably didn't trust me. Whatever. Anyway, Representative McDonald, and we're not taking your photographs until you show us the perfect thing you've done of the perfect same-sex marriage, and then we'll put them up. So.
Wow, Madam Chair. No, Madam Chair, it's not that we don't trust you, but as Ronald Reagan said, trust but verify. So with that, I got a question for Mr. Mondlock, Dan, the photographer, correct, of this Encompassed? So I'm anxious to see that, but the grant money, what was the total that you received, and what was the average per artist?
Madam Chair, my amount was for $10,000, and so that's the full amount that you can apply for. And I'm actually a painter, I just use photographs as my reference, so the Encompassed piece is actually a painting. It's a watercolor painting. So, did I answer all your questions?
Not yet.
Okay.
But I have to go through the chair.
Okay. Do you have none?
Madam Chair, thank you. So this piece is it's a painting, but it's through Photoshop. Is that correct? Yeah.
I think I may have described it incorrectly.
Okay.
I use photos as reference for my paintings. So this image that you're looking at is a complete original painting on paper. Mounted to an aluminum panel.
Okay.
So I like to include the photograph as a idea or theme conceptually as it relates to nature or landscape. But everything that I create is original painting.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Thank you.
Keep going.
So Dan, may I call you? Or Matt, I want to make sure I don't mispronounce it. Mondlock.
Yep.
So Mr. Mondlock, so you got a grant for $10,000, and is this for this one piece, or is the state going to commission you for other pieces of art to display, or is that just a one-time $10,000 grant for this one particular piece of work of art?
Madam, no.
Mr. Mondlock.
Thank you. My project was for a variety of things to do. One of them was to create a new body of work. This was one of those pieces. I think for my exhibit in St. Cloud, I had around 22 pieces in that exhibit. The other things that I did with my grant money was I purchased studio equipment, so new camera and lighting and stuff like that, for documenting the work. And then I also traveled to 5 regional markets to see what availability there was for me to pursue as a, you know, a financial market.
Okay. And go on.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And lastly, then,
okay.
So if you sell an item like this, and as a fellow artist and photographer, that's what we do. We look forward to the opportunity to sell our work so we can feed our families. So if you sell some of these, does some of the money go back to the state, or?
I hope not.
Or not?
I mean, I hope not. But
is that not how it works? Okay.
No. Okay.
Because
yeah,
you could sell one piece for $10,000.
I wish I could. Someday.
It's okay. Think of it as the first grants to someone like Picasso or Van Gogh or someone like that, and they didn't have to give that back to. Oh. Okay, Representative Little.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is more across the table. I know we had a star photographer here, so I Googled his shop, and I gotta say he's got a really neat photo there on your. I suggest everybody looks at it with the snowstorm in front of it, and it's just a piece of a Minnesota and Americana, and it's a great little photo. And then there's right below it, I found one of a cute little girl, but it's certainly good work, and maybe you better apply for a grant too. And but very nice.
Thank you.
Okay, Representative Wills.
Oh, just a comment, Madam Chair, about our leadership. I wasn't aware that they were making a decision on the paintings, so I don't know if our leadership can necessarily speak for the rest of our caucus. And I think it's a neat project, and it's an opportunity to showcase some of the artists' work from artists around the state. Although I think the key would be having a collaborative conversation between caucuses to ensure that we're having a very representative sampling of art, if that makes sense. So, right. Thank you.
I think there was no objection once the leadership looked at it, it was all okay, wasn't it?
Madam Chair, there were no objections okay. that were voiced afterwards, and they saw all of the pieces that were in the show.
Yes.
We showed them to the staff and had a chance to see everything, and also we said if there were pieces that they didn't want displayed in certain areas, that we would respect that.
Yeah. Okay, Representative Green.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just a couple of questions, too. Mr. Mundlach, you had stated that you got a $10,000 grant, and that was the maximum you could get. What is the range of the grants? That's one question. The other would be, what's the lowest grant that was given out? How many were given out, and what's the average?
I think this is to Ms. Jens, actually. Jens?
Madam Chair, Representative Green, the program that Mr. Mundlach was funded from is called Artist Initiative. The maximum that any artist can apply for and receive is $10,000. So Mr. Mundlach received the largest grant that we can make in that grant program. The smallest grant I believe that we make in that program is probably $3,000 or $4,000. Most artists will ask for the maximum that's allowed. It is our most competitive grant program. We receive 600 to 700 applications every year, and we're able to fund about 150 of those grants. So if you take 150 times 10,000, most people ask for 10,000. We're putting about $1.5 million into that grant program. And if I may, to Representative McDonald's question about does the state derive funding, we don't. The artists retain the rights, the copyright, the control over all of the work that they produce. The reason we're investing in them is that we want them to be successful, to advance their artistic careers so that they can stay in Minnesota and do the work here rather than maybe having to move to New York where there are other galleries or California. So the goal is for them to be here and to be successful here in our communities.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Brings up another question. Are you guys, I know this is new, but are you going to be keeping track of how many move out of the state, how many succeed? Like, for instance, Mr. Munlock got the $10,000 grant, and let's suppose that it doesn't work out for him and he quits in a year. Will you be keeping track of all that?
Madam Chair?
Ms. Jones?
Representative Green, there is a requirement in our grant contracts that says that during the year that you are a grantee of ours, that you will continue to reside in Minnesota. So we expect you to finish your project that you're receiving the funding for while you're still a resident of Minnesota. If a year or 2 years from now something changes for either of these artists, their family circumstances change or their career opportunities change and they move, at that point we might know that they leave, but we're not actively tracking how many of the grantees are staying in Minnesota or leaving. We don't have that many that leave the state. There are quite a few artists who do come to Minnesota because they know that this is a good place to do work and it's a supportive community.
Representative Murphy, finished? Yeah. Representative Murphy?
I have a question. Is 60 in May? You talked about how you enjoy bringing your art to the schools. How do you get accepted, or how do you pick a school, or which kids do you end up getting to work with? Could you tell us of some of your experiences? Do you go statewide schools or just your neighborhood schools?
I go to the metro area school, the school that I used to tutor, or the school that I used that I went to when I was a child. I have some connections there. I used to work in a nonprofit organization as tutors. And I still have connection with the teachers, and I see needs that there. So I just feel like I can enrich the life of these children that I was one of them before. So that's Minneapolis School, and then Brooklyn Park. So. Basically, this year. But when I get invitation from other school, I also go.
Madam Chair, and then are you a resident artist, or do you stay for a period of days, or is it just an hour here, an hour there kind of thing? Or do you get to work on something from beginning to end with the children?
Madam Chair, I've scheduled the exhibits the whole day where the children can see my work, and they can also do a hand-on, like try, and they can touch the silk, and they can ask questions how the silks are made or come from, and I would tell them about the story of the cocoon, because my mom she raised cocoon, and she can get silk from the cocoon. So I would tell them stories, and then also how we different design, what different designs mean. So I would educate them and share them what the meaning of the designs.
That sounds awesome. Just awesome. Representative Khan and I saw the story of the cocoon when we were on a trip in Turkey this summer, or this fall. We saw the cocoon, and we saw the silk, and then we saw the carpet from which the silk was made. Or the carpet.
Yeah.
So for little kids to see that, and little kids to participate, that's great. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Madam.
Okay. And Representative Ward.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And Ms. Gens, can you tell us how how the breakdown goes? Maybe you already said this. I'm sorry if I miss it, but Representative Murphy asked about if people go around the state. So can you give us a breakdown of you know, the amount of grants you awarded, you know, in the seven county metro area versus outstate Minnesota? Did you already say that?
Madam Chair, Representative Ford, I didn't specifically talk about the number of grants that go to each of the various counties or the regions. That would be information I'd need to get for you. I didn't bring that with me today.
Representative Ford.
But, thank you, Madam Chair. But there were grants throughout the whole state of Minnesota then, not just in the metro, but there were grants awarded in the outstate as well?
Madam Chair, Representative Ward, the Artist Initiative Program is statewide, so artists anywhere in the state can apply for it. Okay. They can also be funded at the Regional Arts Council level as well.
Yes. John, there's this sheet gives a list of where things are. But let me say a word about the Regional Arts Council, because that was founded many years ago by myself and Representative Searle, who only recently died. And one of the things that we set up the regional arts councils for was the fact that the realization that so much of the funding was only going into the metropolitan area. They're now probably unfair to the metropolitan area because we set it on the regions of the state, and the metropolitan area was set up as one region. And at the time that we set it up, each region got an equal amount of funding, very small numbers from what we deal with these days. And one of the effects that that had, one of the effects of, because the argument was, I don't want to sound insulting. In fact, probably this year they probably would have come out ahead, but we didn't want the Thief River Falls Fife and Drum Corps to be competing with the Minnesota Orchestra for grant money. And and we wanted those decisions then to be made locally. And the result of that was, I guess people who don't like to spend money probably won't want to hear this, but the enthusiasm for spending money for the arts went from where $100,000 statewide funding was controversial to where we got to millions being accepted with enthusiasm throughout the area, because it was the distribution got through the regional arts councils specifically got to be much fairer. In fact, one of the things we've heard is that artists in the metropolitan area who have trouble getting funding are told, just move. look at what the ratio of success in the other regions are and just go live there instead, and that'll take care of you. But, John?
Madam Chair, thank you. And we know that, the committee visited the Arts Center up at in my district, the Franklin Arts Center, that is a living, active, the studio that where the artists actually live there in part of the building, and then and have a studio within their apartment, and then display, elsewhere. And so, the arts are alive and well in my area, and I'm thankful for that. And I'm also thankful for all of a sudden I get in the mail frequently a thank you card from Five Wings Art Council, the regional council, Madam Chair, that you're referring to, and they, they appreciate they're sending thank yous to us, to all of us, for what we do for the arts, and I think that's great to do. Number one, and it's so appreciated on our standpoint, Mr.
Mamba.
Dan. It sounds like Representative McDonald is willing to purchase that for $10,000. you might have a buyer here, and that would probably he has probably sold a number of pieces at $10,000, I'm assuming, and so he just trying to get it into his collection, I'm assuming. So nice work. Nice job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Yes. Okay. We have two things. Okay. Before we start, are there any other comments or questions? The first thing we need to do is we have to introduce our new page for the session. We should have done at the bottom. Why don't you introduce yourself so that we don't get anything wrong? Okay.
My name is Hallie Turner. I just recently finished my master's in public health administration. One of my classmates is also here, so I'm bumping into people that I know. I'm really happy to be here. I'm also on the HHS Finance Committee, which is really appropriate, but it's also fantastic to be here with my team as well.
Okay, we're more fun.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we have a whole bunch of minutes. Representative Murphy?
I move adoption of the minutes
on April 10th, April 9th, April 8th, April 6th.
April 5th. 5th, 8th, 9th, and 10th.
Yeah.
Okay. Any any objections? All those in favor say aye.
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 Minutes are adopted. Okay. Now, what are we doing? We're going to follow Rosie Kimball for about 20 minutes. And there she is. You should come up and explain who you are and what your relationship to all this is. Should have brought her up too. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Rosemary Kimball, or Rosie, and I was one of the three program coordinators for this exhibition, and I dealt specifically with hanging the work in the state capitol and state office building, so I know the locations of the works. I'll take anyone who would like to have a tour of the work in the state office building with me, and I think it makes sense to start on the 5th floor and just work our way down.
Okay. Okay. So, with that, I'll adjourn the meeting, and we'll meet in front of the elevator.
Thank you. Anyone
who wants to do it. And since you have this chart, you can do it on your own. Meeting adjourned.